The Ambassador's Mission, Book 1 of the Traitor Spy Trilogy. Written by Trudy Canavan and read by Richard Aspel. The most successful and quoted piece by the poet Rewen, greatest of the rabble to come out of the new city, was called City Song. It captured what was heard at night in Imardan, if you took the time to stop and listen. An unending, muffled and distant combination of sounds. Voices, singing, a laugh, a groan, a gasp, a scream. In the darkness of Imardan's new quarter, a man remembered the poem. He stopped to listen, but instead of absorbing the city's song, he concentrated on one discordant echo. A sound that didn't belong. A sound that didn't repeat. He snorted quietly and continued on. A few steps later, a figure emerged from the shadows before him. The figure was male and loomed over him menacingly. Light caught the edge of a blade.
"Your money!"
a rough voice said, hard with determination. The man said nothing and remained still. He might have appeared frozen in terror. He might have appeared deep in thought. When he did move, it was with uncanny speed. A click, a snap of sleeve, and the robber gasped and sank to his knees. A knife clattered on the ground. The man patted him on the shoulder. "Sorry, wrong night, wrong target, and I don't have time to explain why." As the robber fell face down on the pavement, the man stepped over him and walked on. Then he paused and looked over his shoulder to the other side of the street.
"Hey, Gol, you're supposed to be my bodyguard."
From the shadows, another large figure emerged and hurried to the man's side.
"Reckon you don't have much need for one, Siree. I'm getting slow in my old age. I should be paying you to protect me."
Siree scowled.
"Your eyes and ears are still sharp, aren't they?"
Gol winced.
"As sharp as yours," he retorted sullenly.
"Too true," Siree sighed. "I should retire, but thieves don't get to retire."
"Except by not being thieves anymore."
"Except by becoming corpses," Siree corrected.
"But you're no ordinary thief. I reckon there's different rules for you. You didn't start the usual way, so why would you finish the usual way?"
"Wish everyone else agreed with you."
"So do I. City'd be a better place."
"With everyone agreeing with you? Ha!
Better for me, anyway."
Siree chuckled and resumed the journey. Gol followed a short distance behind. "He hides his fear well," Siree thought. "Always has. But he must be thinking that we both might not make it through this night. Too many of the others have died."